Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I don't remember the last time I posted because if you listen to the last podcast, which I'm not sure if that was the last one, my brother passed away. And since that's happened, my life has literally been like standstill and like very anxious and just like very like shock. Like, I can't even explain it. So, I'm going to try to, like, since I haven't been on social media, there's been a lot of people that have been sending me their condolences. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. Like, I know TJ was loved, and, you know, he had that personality that either you loved my brother or you didn't like him. But if you didn't like him, you had your own reasons why you didn't like him, and he was just a lovable person. But neither here nor there. So, TJ is my little brother from my mother and my father. My mother and my dad raised TJ his whole entire life. Like, this is my little brother. So, yes, you know, TJ get older. You can't tell nobody nothing. He's a grown man. He do what he want to do. But no matter what, even if me and TJ would ever get into disagreement or I would be annoyed with TJ or whatever, he was never the type to hold grudges because he was just, his personality was just such a jokester and just the life of the party and just not so serious, and you could never be mad at him for long. So my little brother, we had a relationship that was close. He wasn't here every single day. He was mostly, he's always at my older sister's house a lot. But me and my little brother, TJ, is very close. He's close with my sister, Davida. He's close with my sister, Taquana. Like, that's my family. Like, people don't really know my story because I never mentioned it. And I'm very private and I don't like people in my business. But I just feel like I'm going to do it without being ignorant or without being disrespectful to anybody, because I'm in a place of my life where I'm at peace in my life, and I do see that there's things like this that happen as tragedies that I have to endure, but I have to figure it out, and it's okay. But what I see at this moment, my mom's side of the family, I'm not calling nobody by their names because I don't even know those people no more. My mother passed away almost, 9 years now? My mother's been passed away. My mother's side of the family, I don't know those, what they're doing. I pray that everything is going well with them. I don't have any hate towards nobody because I'm just elevating in my life and what I'm trying to do in my life. I wish everybody the best. So the other day, my little brother passed away, and somebody from my mother's side of the family was talking very reckless out their mouth, very, very disrespectful. And the old Taniqua, I would have responded to that and I would have blah, blah, blah. I'm in such a different place in my life right now emotionally, and I'm so healed that I'm more logical. I don't have time to argue with things that is like of no importance to me. I don't even know you. I don't know you. You throwing these nasty words out your mouth, calling people bum bitches. Like, do you even know me? Do you know what my sisters is doing now? Do you know anything? But you want to be so disrespectful. And I said the old Taniqua would have responded to that very nasty, but on some real tea, I pray for her. I pray for all of everybody that's going through any heartache or misery right now, because that's the least thing that I'm worried about. I'm worried about my little brother. Okay, so my little brother, he passed away. And this is like a shock to everybody, right? Literally, completely shocked. Like, right now, I'm still shocked, and it's still more so like crazy. I wanted to get into details, like the real details of everything, but I don't want to put that on the podcast. I'll do that another day. But the moral of the story is, I just feel like people don't know my story. They don't know why my sister and myself do not associate with certain people anymore. But I realize people like to jump on the bandwagon, and people like to listen to the mess. But they never once asked me and my sister why is the reason. And I'm not going to even expose nothing to say anything, because that's not who I am now. I'm a child of God, and I'm literally a healed person. I've been through so much loss. I've been through so much heartache. I've been through so much pain that it takes a lot to get me to that point for me to get disrespectful with anybody. I've been there. I've done that. So when the family member, I wouldn't even say family member. I'm not going to even say that word. And I'm not even being shady. When the person said these things on a social media platform, I wasn't there to see it, because right after my little brother passed away, I deleted my social media because I literally was in shock. It's still deleted. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't want to see any RIPs. I just deleted it. So I get a call. My sister tell me that someone is being disrespectful to her. talking reckless, calling us disrespectful names and saying my older sister killed my little brother. Do you know how nasty and evil that could be to a person that lost a loved one that they really loved, that they saw every day, that they had nicknames for each other, that they hung out and ate food, shared food and shared meals with, broke bread with, drink with? How dare you? But you know what? I'm so bigger than that, and I'm going to calm down because I'm not an angry person, but I am hurt that this is nastiness going around, that we can't help my brother. I'm going to always take care of my brother, no matter what. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of things that these people don't know, and they throw stones and they hide their hand. And if I don't say nothing, then I'm the bad guy. But you know what? I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me because I know what's going on in my life. I know how much I love my brother, how much he loved me, and how much I contribute to my brother when he was living and when he was dead. I don't have to explain nothing to nobody. I don't care what nobody thinks. That doesn't matter. What I thought was, during this time of need, if you love this young man so much and he's your fellow bloodline and, oh, this is my brother, this is my friend, this is my... But instead of you helping out and saying, is there any way that maybe we can all come together and try to figure this out? It was nastiness. Stuff said on Facebook. Messiness. And I said, you know what, Taniqua? Instead of me responding to these false allegations and this deflecting, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pray for whatever is going on in this person's life because obviously they're in a place in their life where they're not at peace. I did lose my brother. I lost a cousin not too long ago. I lost my mother, my father, my grandmother. I lost my ex-boyfriend. I lost best friends. I've lost so many people in my life that you think a pussyclot ass Facebook nonsense would upset me. It didn't upset me. It actually disappointed me because I'm like, I thought we're grown now. I thought all of us were grown. And then there's still the narrative when your mother died, you didn't do nothing for your mother. This is the narrative that people keep saying. When my mother died, she's supposed to have insurance policy. I never seen it. I was never in charge of the funeral of anything. I don't even have my mother's death certificate. Who was in charge of those things? But you're talking about me and my sister. We are the ones that are quiet. We work, we grind, we get money. We don't always got riches. I'm at the end of the day, I'm a single mother. I take care of myself. I pay my bills. I manage my life. Not only do I have a business, I also work. I'm a hard worker. And you think you're going to sit here and spread the narrative of a bum? Come on. Don't deflect. Come on. Don't do that because you don't know me. I haven't seen you in years. And I wasn't going to say anything because I just feel like at the end of the day, God knows everything. God sees everything. So you can't get away from that. And one thing about me, I got the power of prayer. Anything that's meant to be is going to be, but you're not going to try to assassinate my family character. You're not going to try to assassinate mine. You don't know me. If anything, you need to go do some self-reflecting. Go inside and see what's bothering you and go say a prayer and ask God to heal you and forgive you. Because how dare you come to somebody that loved this little boy? I love my brother. Yeah, we got in little arguments sometimes with brother and sister don't. But I had best intentions for him. I had the best intentions for him. I'm the one that used to buy him birthday gifts and tell him how much I'm proud of him. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Because I see how hard he was working to get where he's going. I seen it. I said, yo, I'm so proud of you. How dare you? But you know what? That's neither here nor there. That has no relevance in the situation. The moral of the story is you're not going to try to disrespect or downplay anything of myself or my family. I don't fuck with nobody. I don't bother nobody. I'm problematic. Only time you see me mad or you see me tussling or disrespecting somebody crazy is because they came for me. And I tried so much to just be peaceful. But it's only so much a person could take. And I'm still not going to let nobody bring me to that character. I just want respect. If I respect you, meaning I don't talk about you. I don't know you. I don't see you. I don't ask about you. I don't give a fuck, my nigga. I'm just trying to make myself great and just create a family of peace. No drama. Just love and happiness and laughter and dancing. No gossiping, no fighting, no misery. Yes, every day is not going to be perfect for me. I know I'm going to always have to endure some hard times, but I'd be damned if a disrespectful person try to come up their mouth and they don't even look at the man in the mirror. How dare you? It's just weird to me. That's extremely fucking weird.
Like, you're not looking in the mirror. You're a grown old lady now. And you talking stuff on Facebook? That's where you bring your anger to? Go to the gym. Go for a run. Go meditate. Go pray. Go do something productive instead of being messy during a time of grief. You know what? But at that point, I don't even got nothing else to say. I said enough. If it was up to me, if I had all the riches in the world, my brother would have went out like a king. Unfortunately, we did our best and my brother's still gonna go out like a king. But nobody ever going to dare try to come for me and my sister and say we ain't doing nothing for my brother. Are you fucking kidding me? That's crazy. What did you do? Tell me that. Let's see what you did. I'm really, really, like, really, really anxious to see. But then again, I don't. Because I don't give a fuck. Because it's not about that. I was just being petty saying that right now because I see myself stooping low and ignorant. And that's not where I want to go. That's not where I want to go. I want to keep it peaceful. But this being said, I don't bother nobody. I'm on my business. My little sister mind her business. My older sister, she doing her thing. She mind her business. We taking care of our families. We're moms. We're mothers. We do our best to take care of our family. We work. We try to be human, like peaceful people. I don't want no drama with nobody unless you bringing it to me. I don't want no beef with nobody. I just want peace. And I see that a lot of people are not at peace. So before I let go of this podcast, I'm going to say a prayer for anybody that's listening right now. If you love my little brother, you met my little brother, he touched your life in some way, he pissed you off some way, or whatever the situation is. If you had the blessings to meet my little brother, this prayer is for us. I pray to God that my little brother is in paradise right now. I pray that he has no more worries, no more worries of anything, financial difficulties, whatever, drama, beef, fighting in the streets, toxicity, drinking, drama. It's none of that. I pray that my little brother is flying in paradise with my loved ones and he's at peace and he's smiling down. And anybody that's listening to this right now, I pray for your peace. I pray that you find some peace during this situation and either other situations that you're going through that people don't even know about. I pray for that too. And even the evil, nasty, ignorant people, I pray for y'all too because y'all need prayer too. I pray for your healing. I pray someday that you mature, you look at the person in the mirror and you see the fuck shit that you've done and that you're doing and you want to change that and you want to be a better person. And I think once you do that, then your life will probably start shining bright. Bright like a goddamn sun. But until then, forever darkness because you're dark inside and you're nasty and you're mean. And I don't subscribe to that. So this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. That's all. That's what I wanted to say. That's it. I love my little brother T-Ski. We all love him. And it is what it is. Niggas gotta like really watch their mouth because you could be cursing your fucking family. Just being so nasty. You're cursing yourself and your family. That's why you gotta just change your ways. Because if you don't, it's just gonna continue being tragedy after tragedy after tragedy and just drama. Find some healing. I'm trying to heal. My little brother was my friend. We had nicknames. He see me. What's up, Tatesky? I'm like, what's up, Nicksky? Every day. I'm like, where you coming from? I'm coming from work. He's always coming from work. He was getting his life together. And I'm not crying right now because I just feel so powerful. I feel like his spirit is around me. And he know he don't want the fuck shit to be going down. And we know what the real tea is. And I really can't say it right now. We know what the real tea. So I can't even really get into details too much because I'm not even really involved in none of it. Okay? I'm really not. Like, I wish I was a part of it, but he has a wife. I didn't want to spill that part. He has a wife. He has a whole wife. And that's a whole nother story that I don't want to get into. But I got receipts. And I got, you know what? I might not even post this because I don't want to be messy and this wasn't supposed to be messy. But my whole thing is something ain't right. And at the end of the day, I just pray that my brother have a beautiful home going. And that's it. But I ain't got nothing else to say. I just pray for everybody. And all that nasty, messy, talking about broke girl, bye. Like, come on.
You don't even know us. You don't even know what we doing. Niggas don't be having millions of dollars fucking liquid cash in a bank account like that. You know? But what are you doing? Let's see what you doing. We know what we doing. Because I got receipts of what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do. I got a goal. I'm on a mission. I don't get on Facebook and be messy. Like, even if I'm mad at someone, why go on Facebook? Go run. Go to the fucking gym. Go to Central Park. Go for a walk. Getting on Facebook and being messy in your 40s? That's bizarre. I can't subscribe to that. Like, no shade. And I'm not even being messy out my mouth calling out her name or nothing, because I'm beyond that. But how dare you? You don't know what you're going to face in the future, sis. You calling people broke? And we, like, literally, like, love that boy? And we are independent women taking care of ourselves? No, we not rich. We all trying to work towards that goal. But what are you doing? Let's match receipts. Let's do that. And I don't want to be petty. I don't want to be petty because it's not about that. But I'm just saying in general of life, receipts. LLC receipts and things that you're trying to do for the future. And those type of goals and credit. Let's see that. But you want to come and be rude and messy? I'm about to get off because now I'm about to be messy. And that's not even why I came on here to do that. So, on some real tea, we love you, T-Ski. And I'm about to get out of here because I don't want to be messy because that's not what I want to do. But you're not going to try to play me and insult my intelligence and character. You've done that with my mom. Y'all the narrative. Oh, she didn't do this. She didn't do that. There's no real reason why niggas don't like me and my sister. What's the real fucking reason? Keep it a bean. What is it? Did I do something to y'all? Fuck out of here. I'm the one that got into a fight outside with a fucking man. Niggas don't know that. I don't mention things like that because I try not to be messy. But that shit happened to me. I fought my male cousin outside in front of St. Nick Projects and he ripped my bra off and ripped my wig off in front of niggas in St. Nick. Outside, a man. That's my male cousin after my fucking mother died. And then the townspeople change and switch and everybody on one side. And that was just me, my father, and my sister on one side. And I ain't no pussy asshole and I'm staying with my motherfucking father and my sister. I don't care how many motherfuckers is on this side. Real is real. And you ain't gonna try to play me no more. You ain't gonna try to insult my character no more. The shit stops now. I don't talk much because I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me. But you're not gonna keep trying to have that type of, oh yeah, this is what it is, bitch. You're deflecting. You're deflecting. Okay? You don't know me. I don't know you. I haven't seen you in years. So what are you talking about? Anywho, yeah. Those things like that happened to me from my other side, you know? The niggas, well, why you don't be around? And everybody switched up. Everybody picked a side. And it's no shade because I'm not mad at nobody. But niggas chose a side they wanted to go on. And that's cool. It's no hate. Y'all chose y'all side and I'm on my side. And that's that. That's it. There's nothing else to be said. Chose your side, That's been for years. I've been just trying to do the best, to be the best mom I can, to just try to be the best person I can in general. Like, I'm literally present. I'm present. So I just feel like a lot of people that want to judge and point fingers and have things to say about me and they don't even know me. They hate on me for no reason. I don't know what the tea is, but this has been like my whole life. Bitches always been motherfucking haters. My whole life, I've always had a hater somewhere, in school, at work, at no matter what it was, no matter how cool I was, no matter how funny I was, no matter how charming and loyal and all of that, I've always had a bitch want to fuck my man. I always had a bitch talking shit about me. I always had a bitch trying to start some drama. Always had a bitch thinking she could punk me. But listen, you can't ever punk me. I don't give a fuck if I burn sage and have crystals. You're not going to punk me. We're not doing none of that because there's a difference between me stooping low to your fucking nonsense and just me standing up for myself. And I just feel like today I just have to stand up for myself because a lot of shit people don't know and people assuming because they listening to the fucking dragon, but that's not true. All of this shit is a fucking deflect. Listen, I'm telling you, I don't even care if you believe it or not. It doesn't matter to me because I'm loyal and I'm real and I'm me all day.
100. That's why I don't even know. My little brother's gone, but we had a loving relationship, so it's okay with me. Niggas that's mad, they ain't have enough time. You know, they wasn't there. You mad. You mad at me for what, bitch? I ain't do nothing to you. My sister ain't do nothing to you. Talking about my older sister killed him because he was at her house. Like, how nasty is that? That's fucking hurtful, but you gonna reap your karma. Everybody always reap karma. That's why you gotta do the right thing. Do the right thing. Stop being messy. Do the right thing. You keep doing nasty stuff to people that are the child of God, like literally the chosen ones. You trying to do shit like that to us and think that you gonna win? Are you fucking shitting me? You're never gonna win. Everything you touch is gonna fucking turn to shit. Everything. Your whole entire life, your whole love life, your whole finances, everything is never gonna make it. Nothing. Because you're nasty inside. And at this time, you had the chance to be peaceful and extend an olive branch. And not even an olive branch, because I don't give a fuck about none of that. But just be peaceful and mature. But people can't do that. They still got to bring mess into any situation. So the mess of the message is, I'm good and shame on you. And from that, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm about to go have a drink and celebrate my little brother. I'm literally just so, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Period. I'm about to say something else, but I don't even want to keep going because I don't want to be like, oh, why you said, bitch, I don't give a fuck. If you don't want to hear it, don't listen to my podcast. And that's period. And I'm not even being mean. This makes me angry because I'm not even trying to be mean. But you know what? I got to go. Peace out.